The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
I find grace. I find strength. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Angela Bianto Fanto Stai, Adeli Gonto Gashi Gashate, Anjandele Gashata Gadigaja, Ajamba Jaja Jaja, Elimenion Jaja Jaja, Adeja Jote, Menji Vegas.
Thank you, Jesus. Teach it. See the Spirit. Teach it. For ministrations in this time is warfare through teaching. War through teaching. War through teaching. Teaching. Things of the heaven, teach it. Things of the earth, teach it. Teach heaven and the earth. Teach it. Teach it. That which has been shown to you. For you are well beloved. You are well beloved. You are a warrior of that realm. You have seen it. You have war there. You are still warring there. You have the skill. You have the understanding. It has been shown to you also in the process of your warfare. Teach it. Teach it. Bring many there. Help my people to see it. To see it more. To see it better. To see it clearer. Teach it, for we have empowered you to teach it. We have helped you, and we are going to help you. We are going to give you help, for help is with you. For help is here with you. Help is here with you. Great help. Great help. Great help. For we are in a season of great warfare. It's a season of great warfare. We are recruiting men. Recruiting men for this warfare. And you are also a skillful soldier. You are a skillful soldier. Race man. What we have used to race you. Even the doctrine. The doctrine. The spirit. The spirit. Put it in man. Put it upon my people. Help them. Help them to come up. Help them to have understanding also. For you are greatly beloved. Say the Spirit.
Can we all say amen? I can hear your amen.
Amen.
All right. Let me just see how the Lord will help us. It's not easy to minister after Reverend. Everybody wants to run away. Because Reverend... who just expose your nakedness, you know what I'm talking about. So, but I'm just going to talk around some of the things I had. No doubt he has spoken into some of the things I even scribbled down. But I'm just seeing how the Lord will help me to take my lift from there. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Let's see Joel chapter 2. Let's just see if we'll start there. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now, we know that in... This was the same scripture that Peter quoted from in the book of Acts when the Holy Ghost came upon the 120 in the upper room. Now, of course, we know that the apostles were part of the 120. All right? I think it was a general number. But when, by the time Peter was going to report this, he did not report it exactly like Joel. He says, I will pour out of my spirit. So what we saw in the book of Acts, or the day of, what we know as the day of Pentecost, was a portion from the spirit that came upon those in the upper room. Now, what I want to say before I go ahead is that all of them were not of the same stature. Like God's servant taught us, we had the apostles that before Holy Ghost came, they had breath. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
They were men of walk and breath. So even though there was a general experience at the day of Pentecost where Holy Ghost came, they spoke with new tongues. But when they all spoke with new tongues, they were not speaking from the same place. Even though they spoke with new tongues. All right? However, of course, we know. Thank you for taking me in here. These apostles had been with Jesus for 3.5 years. And Jesus was bearing witness to them. So, like God's servant taught, they were no ordinary men. To see Jesus in the flesh, even see him in the body. Because who they met was already a living son. He was a living soul. Jesus started ministry as a living soul. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can hear you say amen.
Amen.
Meaning all the installations of a living soul was already in him. The works and then the seal of a living soul. He already had it. So Jesus was a living soul minister while he walked the earth. So meaning he had a measure of everlasting life. Was not full, but he had a measure. And these apostles saw everlasting life in a measure. Then they now saw it increasing right before their eyes. They were seeing a mystery, a mysterious life being waved before them. So they are not ordinary men. You can't be with Jesus for 3.5 years and you are an ordinary person. I'm telling you, that is the first apostle. Jesus is not a... You can't class Jesus with any class of apostle. Jesus was an apostle from the Godhead. The Godhead sent him. So he's an apostle to bear witness to their life. So seeing the making of such... conversation of such a man was an ordinary. So that made those 12 men, they were dangerous men. Because they actually saw a display of everlasting life before them. Now, they did not understand it. It had to take a season of entrance for them to come into it. However, I believe that one of the reasons why it would have been easy for them when the season came for them to, after Paul of Tarsus came to join the apostolic clan, to move them into breakthrough of understanding the revelation of Christ. Then that transition brought them into the revelation of God, of the everlasting God. But they will have been able to relate well because they saw things. I'm sure they'll just be having deja vu. You know what people call deja vu? This thing, yes. So while they were breaking into the light, they will have been seeing a lot of confirmation from when they saw him. They heard him. Oh my God. They heard him. They heard the Son of God. They heard him. There were things he said that they heard. John said that if we say we should write books on this man. The old one. For years I used to wonder that what's this man saying? Is this an exaggeration or what? You don't know what that means. You know what it means to write one book. Our daddy here is an academician. It's not easy. To write books, where is it you are publishing? To write books is not easy. So he's saying that Jesus Christ, his life for 3.5 years can fill the world with books. Kababa, near 7 years. So that's not an ordinary person. That's like, Jesus is like a university. It's like a world of learning. One man was a world of learning. You can get books from him. Books, books, books. If you want to study the body of Jesus, just like when you look at, are you with me? You know, medicine is the study of the human body. And when you look at the physical body of man, there are a lot of vocations inside. About over 50 or more. There was one day we even lost count of it. And then everybody else, there's a specialist for every side. Like my wife is a specialist on men. I can't even say brain. Because there's a brain doctor there. Other ones, mind, you know. She's a mind doctor. Mental doctor. And in that field, there are plenty. She specializes in old age medicine. So meaning she takes care of old people. You have child psychiatrists. You have addiction. That's another word. So the human body itself is a body of glory. Why I call it a body, or you can call it a wonder. It's a type of a wonder. Because there are a lot of things inside that can be broken down into smaller glories. Why I call it that way is because it can generate profession. Cannot get what I'm saying. It can generate professions. Things that people will study all their life. Now think about the body of the Son of God. So even in eternal life, there is a body of eternal life that they are gradually cropping us to come into fully. By the time we come into the full world of eternal life, we'll begin another journey. Can we all say amen? Amen. So this man that saw the body of Jesus in his everlasting form on the earth, when he was growing to bear full witness to the Father, I believe that this man were not ordinary men, because they saw it raw. Can we all say amen? I can hear you say amen. Amen. So before they concluded, when Jesus died and resurrected, Jesus breathed on them. Take me to that place. I just want to show you. I'm going to dwell, but I want to lay foundation from here. And he said unto them, and he breathed on them. He didn't breathe on anybody. Now, as at this point, Judas was not here. Meaning Judas did not qualify for breath. And this thing normally happens. God normally at times will train us for a season. Then he'll remove some people. Then he will not put breath on those that remain. The Lord does it. Even in selection of raising men, raising churches, he does it. So Judas did not have breath. But you know that Judas was an apostle. In Matthew 10, he got power against spirits. So meaning he had some measure of work. But because it was not a complete walk, he didn't get breath. I'm saying this that I'm just strengthening what our daddy has taught us. You must finish work for breath to come. That breath is like a seal or like a confirmation. Can we all say amen? And normally heaven supervises work. They supervise work seriously. So it says, he breathed on them. So you know that this one is not oxygen. This was not what came on day of Pentecost. Can we say amen? This was his This was the spirit. This was now like the inheritance of the Holy Ghost. Can we say amen? I call it a type of an inheritance of the Holy Ghost. So it means that these men, before they even began church, they were like men of the Holy Ghost. Can we all say amen? It says, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So all the installations were there, meaning that they have completed the work and they could now put bread. That bread means the authorization to function with all the apparatus and the facilities within that name. Can we all say amen? Amen. Now look at what then it says. Amen. Whoever sins your remit, they are remit. Of course, you know that the name of the Holy Ghost is a portion of Jesus. It is actually Jesus. Can we say amen? Amen. All of the names are Jesus' name. Name of the Holy Ghost, name of the Son, name of the Father is a complete revelation of the building of Jesus or the body of Jesus. So Jesus is not complete without those all that is installed. Can we say amen?
Amen.
In fact, when Jesus sent the apostles, he never sent them with the sense that they will build around one and just wait and just stay there. He says, he sent them with a sense that they will be mobile. So even though he gave them a kind of experience that will not make them satisfied until they inherited all the names. That's why they had to be with him. But they also journeyed. But even before the journey, he started them all by waving. Jesus waved before the apostles. So they had a feel of what the fullness of God looked like. Like you taught us, sir, they were high witness of his what? Death and resurrection. The man that resurrected was what? A full blown. In fact, when he resurrected, he entered into his full glory and his full reign. His eternal reign. He entered eternal life fully. So eternal life, everlasting. Jesus began to wave them from everlasting life. He waved them unto eternal. They just saw it as a wave offering. When Jesus did that, he did that so that they'll be able to pay the price to journey on through to come into the actual inheritances of those names. I don't know if I'm making any sense. So, we have divided those things in the church. Or maybe, you know what I mean? So, I say, this apostle of this, apostle of that, apostle of this, you know, and then we have developed a nature that builds around portions of truth. But the way Jesus sees this thing, he sees it that when he brings an installation, it is just supposed to make you understand it's a piece of the whole lump. With Jesus, you don't stop until you come into fullness. I just want to establish that. So all those apostles, they had sight or either if they had experience of fullness, even when they began, they had it somewhere in their soul. I believe they had it beyond their reasoning. Something touched them that will not make, and that's why when Paul came, they could extend right hand of fellowship with him. If not, they would have fought Paul. You know, they will not have, they could relate with him. You know, at a point, you know, there's something that if somebody is saying something that you don't see, oh, Rinanye. The reason why they could embrace Paul was that they could just perceive where this man is coming from. Those apostles are not ordinary men. They can validate your experience if it's genuine. They can validate it because they had been with Jesus. I don't know if I'm saying, can we say amen? Now, take me back to that place. So look at it. So these were not ordinary men. They had, by the time they were moving into the start of the church, they were already men that carried the portion of Jesus. That's my point. So when Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, it rested on this. So these were men that had portions, now speaking with tongues. It was different from the others. They were not all at the same stature. Can we say amen? So out of my spirit. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Peter said, I'll pour out of my spirit. Now let's go back to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2 again. I just want to touch something. Now look at what he said. He said, I will pour out of my spirit. And it shall come to pass afterward, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Can we all say all flesh? So this all flesh is not everybody. All flesh. You can now put semicolon there. So all flesh are the people he's describing. Can we all say amen? So when you see spirit there is not just capital. Spirit there is small s. At times when you see small s, it's beyond just spirit upon. Can we all say amen? Is revelation of truth. When you are seeing spirit here, he's talking about revelation of either a name or a walk. So he says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So like I said, all flesh there is not just all men. The description of people that you see after. Your sons and daughters. Your old men. Your young men. Can we say amen? So to carry the spirit that will bring you into fullness, there has to be a measure of a building. You must be a certain kind of flesh. Can we say amen? I can hear you say amen. Amen. You must be all of the flesh of Christ to carry spirit. Revelation of spirit that will open the way to fullness. So, old men shall dream dreams, young men shall see visions. And upon their servants and handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. I know a lot of people are waiting for outpouring of the spirit. I know it's going to happen, but God will prepare those that the spirit will come upon them. So there is also, for spirit to come upon, spirit must teach you. Spirit comes upon, but spirit also guides you. So for when spirit comes upon to rest, it rests to activate facility that has been installed. So you can see, what you are seeing there is that there will be an outpouring of the Spirit, no doubt about it. There will be an outpouring of the Spirit of fullness in different portions. Everlasting Spirit in different portions. Like we saw in the epistles of John, everlasting men in different portions. We saw little children, young men, and fathers. So we see categories of men with different portions of life everlasting. Can we say amen? Amen. But for them to come into it, they had some kind of flesh. That flesh, there is a building. So they build. So they use truth to build. Then they pop. The same spirit that rests is the same spirit that builds. Can we say amen? Amen. It will build, then it will rest. It will build, then it will rest. Now, when it comes upon, it is to activate the natures of what was installed. Just like Jesus breathed upon the apostles. So that breath is like pouring the spirit out on them in a measure. So, but Jesus will not do that if they did not have an installation in them. Can we all say amen? I'm going somewhere. Let's say amen. Amen. Now, take me to verse 30. I will show wonders. Thank you. I will show wonders in the heavens. So the heavens are for wonders. What did I say the heavens are? Another word for wonders is glory. Psalm 19 said the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. So wonders here is the demonstration of the essence of God's life. Because God, by nature, is God. When you want to explain God, you explain God from heaven to earth. Can we say amen? Amen. You know, heaven and earth is not just a planet. It is a concept in God. In fact, heaven and earth is a life, is calibration of life in God. I heard when God's servant was saying that, that's very powerful. It says God is the God of the families of the heavens and earth. So there's a concept called heaven in God. There's a concept called earth in God. If at heavens. So heavens and earth They are the calibration of life in God. Let's go to Matthew 28. Amen. Let me build my thought from there. So, heaven and earth, the real heaven and earth is in God. There was nothing God created that didn't come out of an original template in him. So if earth ever exists, that's why earth, even though this present earth is going, but earth is a constant reality in God. So this present earth will go, but a new earth is coming. Can we say amen? Amen. Mean earth in God has come to stay. So it's not like God is going to do away with earth. No, he's doing away with this earth. But there's another earth coming. So if anything that God does comes out of him and he stays, it means that it is witnessing to a life in him. So earth is bearing witness to something in God that is earth. Can we say amen? Heaven is bearing witness to something or a state of life in God that is heaven. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So the priesthood of the New Testament carries all of the calibrations of life of God from earth to heaven. All of them in their different strength. Melchizedek, you know, the priesthood of Melchizedek is a priesthood that is pictured, it is mirrored or foreshadowed. Let me not even say foreshadowed. It is bearing witness to calibrations of a state of life in God. King of righteousness, King of peace, priest of the Most High God. That concept is bearing witness to a reality in God that is forever. Can we say amen? So in the world to come, there will be heads. In the world to come, there will be heavens. Because they are all bearing witness to a reality in God. So in God, you measure powers according to heaven and earth. What did I say? It is in the fallen world that we see power in a different way. In God, power is life. Power is nature. Power is building. That is an arrangement of laws that causes you to demonstrate the nature of life. That's power. So when Jesus resurrected from the dead, Matthew 28 from verse 18, it says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Can we say all power? Nobody's saying that with me. Is given unto me in what? Heaven and in earth. Now, believe me, this is the resurrected son talking. So it means this power is not limited to the present heaven and earth. He's talking about the actual power of the world to come. So all power here are powers of life of a world that Jesus became a witness to. He was the first witness of that life. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Meaning all of the components of that life are inside him. So Jesus, when Jesus resurrected, yeah, Jesus had the earth of the world to come inside him. Jesus had the heavens of the world to come inside him. The journey of Jesus was to acquire powers till he came into the zenith of all powers and came into the fullness of God. So he came and spake unto them saying, all power is given me in earth, in heaven, and in earth. So even that's how you even measure the revelation of the names of God. So you know that God is an eternal God that condescended into an everlasting domain. So when you want to measure the names of God in the everlasting domain, because the revelation of God in his eternalness, can we say amen?
Amen.
It's before time began. Or it's before creation. So with God, you can't say time. With God, you can't say space. With God, you cannot say when. That is with the Godhead. The world of the Godhead is a mysterious world. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Only accessible with those that have raw eternal life. And that is actually our promise. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Oh, nobody's saying amen anymore.
Amen.
The life in the Godhead, the original life in the Godhead, is actually what God wants to give man. So I saw man. So man is even an eternal, is a thought in eternal life. Not even in the everlasting. Man is a product of an eternal thinking. Because what God saw was man would share in the fellowship of the Godhead. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? Meaning we'll come into the world of eternal life. So meaning that they can share eternal life with man. That is this project. That is what it's all about. Can we say amen? So Jesus being a true and faithful witness, he's the first man that will bear witness to all of the he bore witness to the original life in God. He's the first. And when Jesus is the first, he's the first for others to come into it. So the concept of witnessing began with our Lord Jesus. He was raised as a witness to raise many witnesses. Nobody saying amen.
Amen.
So when you want to now look at the everlasting God starts from the true God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
From the dimension of God downwards, the eternal God. Then the next revelation of God is the true God. Can we say amen? Now when I mean everlasting, the everlasting realm, what climaxes the everlasting realm is his name as the true God. Meaning when you are journeying, because now we are looking at it from a condescending manner. When you are journeying from flesh to God, what authenticates your approval into the fellowship of eternal life is that you become true. Can we say amen?
Amen.
To become true means that you come into the revelation of the true God. You bear witness to his life. It is at that point that we can say that you are what? Coming to the fullness of the life in the everlasting. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Then we now have living. Now, the least of men before. You see, they will not call you man before if you are not a living soul. Before man fell. So when you see John, in the book of John, chapter 1, talked about, and this life is the life for men. The original men that God had in mind were living souls. Can we say amen? Even when Adam fell, the men that were living were still near living. There were also some kind of living. You had that for a long time. Until Genesis 6, where, you know, there was a further degradation. So God's concept of man is living. What is living soul? A man that can respond to God until he becomes authenticated or he becomes full in God with everlasting life. Can we say amen?
Amen.
This is my point. The actual commissioning of the apostles was to bring men into fullness. It had to play out in portions. But when you look at the old, let's go back to Matthew 28. So I've told you that earth and heaven is a concept in God. There's a life in God called earth. Earth is no, I'm not talking original earth. There's a life in God called, there are lives. Well, I mean, there's life, but inside it, there are lives. Amen. Sometimes it's difficult to explain God. English cannot explain him. So, but heaven and earth is a reality in God that is forever. Even in the world to come, we always have heaven and earth. So Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. So when you think about all power in heaven and earth given to him, you're thinking that they gave him something. No, they made him into all power. They made him into all power. So Jesus was a body of power. Can we say amen?
Amen?
By power there, we are saying nature. Names. They made all power is given to me in heaven and earth. So, any or the original idea of heaven, Jesus bore witness to it. The original idea, when God thinks earth, is in the Son. Can we say amen? I'll sit down. When God thinks heaven, is in the Son. So everything concerning heaven and earth, Jesus embodied it. He became a body of God's original idea. Now, this is where I see that God himself is a God given to precision. God is a God of precision, meaning God does not do anything outside laws inside him. So you know that the law of heaven and earth, the concept of heaven and earth, would have been in God before he created even the first heaven and earth. God was following doctrine when he created the earth. God was following doctrine when he created the heavens in their different strata. He was following a description of life inside him. Creation is just a play out of a reality in God. Can we all say amen? Amen. So God's plan for man is that man will be a witness of his intention for creation. Original intention for creation. That man will bear witness to it. So when you see man, man becomes the masterpiece of creation. For him to be masterpiece, that means he's above creation. Man must be, even though man is created, but God wants to now bless man so that man is now, it's like something you put it. Yes, like you put it, it's now, it becomes the icing of the cake. So every of God, so when you even look at the way God brought forth creation, there's nothing that God did that was haphazard. Let's see John. I don't know. Let me just start from here. John 1. I'm coming back to Matthew 28. Can we all say amen? I'm sure Daddy has taught you all this anyway. So let's just say it again. All right? John 1. All right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Uh-huh. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. They were describing his origin, is their eternal origin, where they were. This is a difficult. When John wrote this gospel, he was an old man. Because, you know, when we check it, all of the documents of John, they are close to each other. Book of Revelation, Epistles of John, and even the gospel, they are close to each other. And he wrote them towards the end of his life. He was an old man. He couldn't have been less than 70 or more. Aha. Reverend is saying 90. When he wrote all these things. So you see, he was a man that they put him longer in the body to bear witness to everything of God. He had to bear witness to the beginning. It's not easy to bring someone to the beginning. To have sight into the DNA. The DNA of life in God. So they had to keep him in the body for that. Most of those apostles did not survive that time. Satan went after them. I don't know how God is going to help us in our own time. And we have to pray. Because we are getting closer. We are getting closer and closer and closer to for them to raise such apostolic vessels. We are getting closer, yes. We are getting closer. I saw a vision 2019. We are getting closer. We are getting closer. Gradually, we will get there. And Satan will do what he normally does. That is where Satan plays dirty. He clamps down on them. Straight up. He comes after them. Because you see, the appearing of such vessels is going to be the appearing of light to the church. So in that experience, I saw lights that I've never seen in the church before. And that light was understanding. Understanding flooded church. I said, wow. Even though there was now a contrast, there was darkness in the world I've never seen before. I was looking at the world. It was not as if the world was now one thing. They were oneness, and their oneness can only be described to fight that light. It was as if they were just arranging all of their work is just to stop that thing. That's the only way I can. I just saw light and I saw darkness, and I saw the darkness was massing.
to quench that light. But the light was too bright. It was too bright to be quenchable.
Thank you, Lord.
The next thing I saw were brethren. I saw brethren. I saw brethren. I didn't see churches this way. Churches had morphed. I saw brethren on another level. Another level of brethren love. Where we could not know each other. We did not know each other by names. We moved beyond it. We journeyed from City Gate Eternal Life Embassy. We journeyed beyond it. We entered into some kind of conversation. Very powerful. Then I saw the leaders of that work. I saw them. Governments of the heads were looking for them. They became outlaws. So that's why I know that Satan has this mind. But I know that God is going to keep us. There will be a leverage somewhere. Like Reverend said, because a mass, there has to be a mass harvesting. They have it in mind this time around. Satan cannot stop this work. Nobody's saying amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So they have to keep John in the body to bring the church to the beginning. It's not easy to bring the church to the beginning. Beginning thoughts. Everlasting, eternal. Those are beginning thoughts. The world of the beginning. So I believe that we're in a very good place right now. I've been praying. I know we're in a very good place. Amen. In the church right now. We're in a good place. Because it's not easy to access thoughts of the beginning. The Lord is here hiding this work. They come hiding this kind of work in the doing. They don't know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. It's deliberate. They know what they are doing. I believe that God will do it for a while. Is we are still in our making period, where they want to hatch many. So we are still in the wilderness. A time will come when they will take the work out of the wilderness. By that time, they will have done a lot of work of finishing and polishing. Now it's not just going to be few. Now we have some people in our midst already bearing some level of witness, but they are not plenty. So the design of the work is that there was a mass witnessing. So they will have to still keep those ones and dab their glory a little bit. So that many will be raised. That's where we are. Believe me. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So the same was in the beginning with God, okay? So now, it took a man like John to get us here. To break through into this kind of thought is not ordinary. Now, this is the next thing. It now says what? The same was what? In the beginning with God. All things were what? Made by him. Now all things is talking about, they are moving into the realm of creation gradually. All things were made by him. And what? Without him. I like that, without him. So, everything that was made by him was in him. And by him. So meaning that the template was in him. So the original template for creation of both heaven and earth and beings there was fetched from him. So this is by nature is an apostle. This is apostolic. This is a man that has blueprints. That's talking about the word. He has the blueprint for creation. Nobody saying amen.
Amen.
No wonder when he speaks, you know, even the wind will hear his voice. He's your architect. When he's walking on water, the water will align. You know, Jesus was not doing miracle like you call miracle. In Jesus' name, align, 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 shabraba, prostiba, yala. Jesus didn't do that. As he put his leg upon water, they saw the voice of their creator. They feel the leg of their creator. They say, yes, sir. They aligned. And he walked over it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He spoke to the winds. The winds understand him. You can't speak to wind now, right? You know, we can say English. Everybody's saying English, but there's something that you can say beyond your words. So when Jesus rebuked the winds, he spoke to them. And your tengo, calm down. And your matengo, calm down. And they say, yes, sir. Hallelujah. You know, they have taught us authority of a believer as someone that we felt we could do anything. We believe as authority. So they are I remember those times that when we want to do meeting and there's rain, we want to fall. We'll not be praying in tongues. Shabababa, rapapa. We rebook this rain. So there are some rain, sir. The one you are rebooking them, that's where they rainbow. Me and my friend will be believing God. We are going to have a program. In the name of Jesus, we bind you. We cast you, sir. Sir, Eli, you believe us authority, no, sir. Hi, hallelujah. He had the blueprint of creation inside him. So everything that came, look at it. I just want to show you. Take me back to that scripture. I was saying, So all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now, talking about the heavens and the earth. Talking about the entities, the cherubs, the seraphs, all of them, there was a template for making them. Same thing, we see that in 1 Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. So Paul even broke down a little bit further. It says they were made by him and for him. Why is he made for him? Simple. They are all bearing witness to something that is original. No, you don't get what I'm saying. Take me there. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Can we start from verse 15? Okay. So talking about this, what is the image of the invisible God? You can just see here. This is powerful. The firstborn of every creature. The firstborn of every creature. The firstborn. So first prototype. Now this is what I believe. I can be wrong. God's servant is here. All of the beings in the God that they have in their eternal, you know, because they are all eternal. Okay? Eternal Father, eternal Word, eternal Spirit. All right? They are all eternal. Eternal God, eternal Word, eternal Spirit. All of them have their everlasting form. Meaning because they all came out into an everlasting domain. So they have their everlasting form. Can we say amen? So I believe the Word is the firstborn of every creature. Everything that brought forth, that became visible. The first original prototype was in him. He's the firstborn of every creature. But for by him all things, were created. So meaning all of the blueprint for creation was originally installed in the firstborn of every creature. Can we say amen? It says that are in heaven. So they start from heaven. And that are what? In the earth, comma. They now move to visible and invisible. But they start with heaven and earth. Can we all say heaven and earth? Because that's how you can summarize witness. So it's either you're a witness of earth or you're a witness of heaven. Even though within it's their calibrations, but you first witness it. If they will take you serious, it's when you witness it that they take you take flight into the heavens. So there's witness in just those two dimensions. Thank you, sir. That is the truth. So when you get to be a witness of heaven, they say you have come into a heavenly life. It is that you must come to a place where you have become true. You have authenticated your heavenly life. Because Adam was an heavenly man. When I mean heavenly, the Bible calls it earthy, but you know he's a living soul. It means that he was already interacting with things of heaven. He was above earth. So for him to be earthy, it means earth was under him. Completely under him. That's the living soul, man. The living soul is that earth is completely under him. So, but now he's not interacting with heavens. So in the journey of the heavens was where Adam fell. Can we say amen? So you are not a full heavenly man until you partake of the tree of eternal life. They are showing that eternal life is the joy of heaven. Hallelujah. Is the wonder of heaven. So that's why you see that we can't. Is that eternal heaven thing? Heaven. So it's very good because when you enter everlasting life, everlasting life is even more slippery. Everlasting seed is a slippery seed. Sorry. Is a slippery seed. When you have a measure of everlasting life, you can't jump and say, I have everlasting life. It's a slippery seed. It can slip away. What I mean, it can slip away. It's a slippery seed. The everlasting life must be full to be authenticated. So the consciousness of those that are in the world, joy of everlasting life, they must be conscious of fullness. Very important. That's why Jesus always put his eyes. I've never seen that kind of focus before. He was too focused. Too focused. You will see him avoid a lot of things that could clog his will because he has to please the Father. I must do the work of him that sent me and to finish it. Sir, he's not talking about ministry work. That's not work of ministry. It means that people in the world of everlasting life, there must be bigger than ministry and platform of ministry. It must be bigger. That's nothing. Can we all say amen? Amen. So witnessing is always at those two frontiers. First, you witness the earth. Then you witness heaven. And the witness of heaven must have eternal life. Now you know that the eternal life, everlasting life, is the beginning of eternal life. So once you have everlasting life, you have eternal life. Eh? You have begun the journey. Because that's another world. That's an endless world. That's the world of the Godhead. That's the body of God. Everything of the Godhead, both head and their body, is eternal life. I believe that what we can study in the world of, what we can partake of in the world of eternal life is the body of eternal life. The head will be deity. We will not be deity. There's the head. The Godhead has a head. So, but we'll be in the dimension of the body of eternal life. Endless body, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, see that Colossians, amen. I'm still in Colossians. I want to go back to John. So, by him were all things created. Look at that. That are in heaven and in hell, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities and powers. Of course, you know, these are angels in their different strata. All things were what? This is where I'm going. All things were created what? By him. Not just by him. If it was by him, it would have been just, he created them. This is it. So there is ownership. All things were created by him and for him. So creation exists for him. Meaning they are supposed to run his program. Creation, everything about creation, my pastor sir, is to run the program of God. For him. So earth must run the program of earth. Heaven must run the program of heaven. That's all. That is why there is creation. So even man itself must run the program for man. So that's why eternal life is not a message of some group of people. We keep fighting this all along, all the time. That these people, you don't know more than this thing alone. You are not this, you are not balanced. Eternal life is God's intention for man.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Amen. All of us here, we should at least be solid in this thing. Yes, so that nobody can confuse you. Eternal life is the reason why God made man. The reason why God made man was eternal life. Nothing. Man was a thought of eternal life. Man was created for eternal life. To live out or profess eternal life. to bear witness to eternal life. So that's why the word had to become flesh and become a man, to be the first bearer of the vision of God for mankind. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So, by him and for him. By him and for him. Not just by him, for him. I like it. Then he now says, and he is before all things. So, meaning he's older than creation. Now, listen. Everlasting life of God is older than creation. So, because God had to, he came from eternal, condescended to everlasting, meaning that he can now be made visible. The everlasting domain can be visible to man, accessible to man, not flesh, the original kind of man God made. Man, you see those men there? When they are between Genesis 3 and Genesis 6, they extended a little bit. You had men like that. God, someone mentioned Elijah, Moses, they were such kind of men. Moses, how did he write all those things he wrote? If it was not a living soul, can you write Bible? It means that you can't write epistle. Least you can have is living soul. To write epistle. Least, I don't know, maybe it's more, but I mean, you can't go less than that. The five books of Moses, of the Bible that he wrote it. It was not an ordinary man. That man, he was an hefty man somewhere. The Bible called him the meekest man on the earth. So Moses ascended. So, all those things in you, can't know it. How did he know the eternal God is a refuge? Beneath your everlasting arms. Flesh cannot know that. So, prophets, they must make you a prophet to be able to understand their program. If you see anybody that is teaching this message, they are prophets. To a measure, you can't teach this thing for years if you're not a prophet. So, you'll have mixed it up. You'll have said something else. Because you are not seeing it. You know, for someone to be teaching this thing for years, they are speaking from a realm. If not, you will have yours. What if I'm going to a dog bon si. Sir, you will mix it up, sir. Kuletobai. When you say that, Kuletobai, it's not seeing. It's more than that. They told Moses, see that you build it. You don't know. When you start interacting with God and the vision of God, you will see a beam given to accuracy. See that you do it according to the pattern that is shown on the mount. So when you see God, anything God rolls out on earth, there's a measurement for it. Except it's not important. If it's an important thing that would even engage earth, God has measurement for it. God had measurement for boats. So you know that he's not talking of boats. He's talking of life. No, I'm not getting a response. How can God sit down and be writing measurement for boats? So he's not talking about physical boat alone. Because God is a prophet. Even when God is doing miracle, he's passing message. The message is more than the miracle. He's saying something beyond both. He's saying these are the designs of my life. If anything will sustain crisis of the earth, he must follow this design. 30 cubit, 15 cubit. If it's not like that, it will clash. So you can see any major building, there were measurements. Tabernacle measurement, temple measurement, temple of Ezekiel measurement. So when you enter New Testament, there's no measurement anymore. I move by the Spirit. So it means doctrine is measurement. Doctrine is measurement. At times, I listen to daddy, I listen to Reverend Bustui. I need to get measurement. This one is not as the Spirit is telling me. Do you understand? It's measurement. Because when you build according to anything, it will show in the work. Why a work is in a certain way is where you are fetching your thoughts from. You fetch thoughts from wrong place, you will see it in the people. You will just be talking Christ. The people are messed up. They have messed up, sir. Your own Christ, not the rest people, make their wow, okay. Sir, Christ is the OJ Christ. Because if you are fetching from the same place, you must have the same product. We must look alike. We must have the same product. Except at in dogmasi. I hope you're not angry with me. Okay, but while I do what amen. Recently I paused on our brothers like this. They said, this daddy, this pastor, the media has come. I told them, a brother must be ahead in formation. They say, I have come again. I say, you must be ahead in formation. Yes, you must be ahead. You want to marry, be ahead in formation. I don't have a problem if you want to marry. Just be ahead in formation. Meaning that in the home, let the woman be able to look up to something. It's not about money. It's not money. It's first formation before money. They must be able to, when there's a problem with the house, it must be ban le le ba 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 ben ba ba wan le. Not on only rugo. Stop carrying beers up and down. That's my problem. What is it? That's my problem. A man that the wife can appear, say, ah, this is what is happening. I say, okay, don't worry. So you now come to the church. So it means that the man at home must reflect eldership of the church in the house. That's not a small person. When they call you daddy at home, please be a daddy. Meaning you can handle things. You are finished it and you call Reverend Busui. Daddy, this is how we just handle this. I just have to inform you. A devil came in the home, you fried the devil. Then you now come and give him the report. It's not a daddy that is calling Reverend at 2 o'clock and say, Daddy, Jack Bauer. Daddy, Jack Bauer, sir. Daddy, talk with daddy. Oh, say, Daddy, Daniel, da. I just want people to be solid, that's all. I just want you to be solid, amen. Glory to God. This pastor Dimiji, well, let it put you. That's the warfare I'm fighting, sir. It's one life too much. He will try to go and look for what standard he will raise. It's not like that. Actually, I want us to do well. Can we say amen? You all don't have a problem here. If Reverend Musu is here, you are in soup, amen. Because when if Reverend Musu is coming to Ibadan, we used to pray before he comes. We used to pray, and all of us would be in the spirit. Because we know that we go hear something, sir, that we beat us into shape. Can we say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Do you still love me, sir? So we have to follow pattern in building. That's what I'm saying. Precision of thoughts. Because you can't witness if you make mistake in precept. You can't even make mistake in precept. If you miss it at precept level, you can't witness nothing. Now take me back to John. Amen. So that I don't lose my thought. Right? And so I'm showing you earth, heaven. Earth, heaven. It's like that. It was like that. It's still going to be like that. In the world to come, Peter said we should look for a new heaven and new earth. Where indwelt what? Righteousness. So that is the order of witness. But when Jesus was commissioning the apostles, his mind is that they came into full witnessing. So, but you come into first the witness of the earth. And before you get to witness of the earth, sir, you will have journeyed. So when somebody even has name of the Holy Ghost, the person should not be talking up and down. So name of the Holy Ghost is just to tell you that there's something called, because once you carry, when you have the name of the Holy Ghost, like men like Stephen, there were deacons in the church. They were not Jews. So you can see the kind of church that they were. A deacon had name of the Holy Ghost. Just a deacon. So he was full of the Spirit. And he was a deacon. And they never made him an apostle. Big jar. My son, you are now an apostle. And pour oil on him. He was still a deacon. So I said this. They don't need to make you a pastor. In New Testament church, becoming a pastor is not promotion. So now I said, so maybe a brother that you are Otibresin, you know, we are broken into some kind of revelation. You know what I'm talking about? You carry some people. After revelation, you start your own. You walk on that. And everybody, okay. Brother Linus has grace. We know. Brother Linus has broken into. Some people, brother, I say, call you prophet, apostle. And then, You are still in media unit. Pastor Alfred has not even seen you. Like I begin to take school of life, you know. So the guy was still a deacon. Till he died, he was a deacon. But he was full of the Spirit. They don't see it as anything. You should understand, there's still so much work at the end that you have. So what it means is that he was carrying an operation of the Holy Ghost. It's like it was a garment that he wore. The Bible says he was full of the Spirit. He was not filled with the Spirit, he was full of the Spirit. So he's not full of all of the Spirit. He's not full of all of the names. He's a full of the Spirit. Holy Ghost. So Stephen was ghosted. He was fully ghosted. So the way the apostles were men of high standard in terms of their thought and expectation. You cannot be seeing this vision and not be like that. So of course it can encourage you that you are having ghosted children, but you know that that's just there's still so much more to attain unto. So at times when they don't talk so much about what you have attained, like they are celebrating you, it's just because there's still so much to come into. Had one daughter, you know, she was just a normal girl in church. But when she used to go to one church in Lagos and fellowship, and I say anytime she gets there, that they celebrate her, that she looks big. But anytime she comes here, she looks little. I said, this is where you need to be. I said, if you don't see little, you're gogoli late to get here. Sir, even up to tomorrow, I'm still little in my house. When I get home, they don't call me reverend, sir. My mommy does not call me reverend. Dimejiba only. I'm still that child, even though I'm already having white hair that I'm covering with black something. I'm still their child. And when I get home, I humble myself. I walk. At times, I do errands for them. I don't try to carry myself as, you know, Papa in City Gate Church. So where you are little is where you should like. They say, go to where you are celebrated, not where you are tolerated, sir. You should not design Guinea, sir. Sir, run away from where you are celebrated, sir. You may die before your time. So full of the Spirit. That's Stephen. So he already carrying a portion of the Holy Ghost. So portion of the Holy Ghost is to trust you into Christ's world. So you could see that Stephen was already in the world of Christ, because you could see his revelations, it was fetching from Christ's world. Chapter 7, you cannot talk like that. That was a prophet of Christ. That was a prophet. He had prophetic entrance. What, you know what he did? He summarized the Bible. In one chapter. That was not the one night. That was a prophet. He summarized the Bible. He summarized the Bible. Spirit got angry. But even Stephen yet was not a witness of the earth. So all that they did was to raise one man that was the one collecting their clothes. Was the one collecting, was the one collecting their clothes while they were stoning Stephen. That man will be the first witness of the earth in the apostolic order. His name is called Paul of Tarsus. Saul of Tarsus. They sent him to the wilderness. Because when you calculate it, it was not more than 10 to 14 years. That's a miracle. To capture life. Because when you read Galatians, you know that Paul was talking about when he said the Son being revealed in me. He's not talking about sitting down and getting online messages and going and preach. It means the blueprint of Christ was installed. The blueprint of Christ was installed in him. So this was a man that when he was ministering, he was not an ordinary man, sir. That kind of work that they did on him, it's not very few people that can do that kind of work. You will run away, sir. I don't know how many years, but it was a short work done in righteousness, like God's servant said. Can we all say amen? So heaven and earth. Now take me back. Take me back to Matthew. I'll come back here. Take me back to Matthew. So, all power in heaven and earth has given you. Go therefore, and teach all nations. Souls. These are souls. Souls. Nations, that's not limited to geographical nations and includes it. But souls of different kind. Ethnos. God means business. Amen. Baptizing them. Look at that. Baptizing them in the name. Baptizing them in the name. So, you see, these allocations go together. Even though they are distinct. Just think about train. Carriages of train. Attached to each other. Attached to each other. Yes, they overlap. So, it's not like name of the Holy Ghost is separate. It's just they have linkages. That's how I see them. You see a train that just has, they're attached. There are several coaches. So when they break it down for you, it's because of where we are, where we are, and where we need to get to. So that's why they have to break it down for us in digestible curriculum and learning. So when Jesus was seeing it, he was seeing it that is because that is everything that Jesus Christ became. So all the names are installations in it. And they are supposed to, he says, baptizing them in the names, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But we know that we start from the Holy Ghost. Can we say amen? You can't start from the Father, sir. Before you see the name of the Father, it's Revelations 14. When at least literally in the Bible, Revelations 14 was where you saw men having the name of the Father on their forehead. They have journeyed far. It just shows you it's a far journey to bring the church to where they have the name of the Father. When you now come into everlasting churches. So when you ever even enter everlasting churches, it still takes some journey to come into true churches. We have churches that are beloved, but they want those beloved churches to become true. Now, beloved. Beloved churches must become true churches to be authenticated to our full everlasting life. Can we say amen? Amen. And when there's transition from churches of Christ to churches of God, the living God, or everlasting churches, we gradually transit from the consciousness of fivefold. It's not like fivefold does not exist. By the time you are moving into the churches of the living God, when you check all those epistles, you begin to see its morph. You now see elders, fathers, prophets, servants. I believe, I'm not sure. In 1 John chapter 4, when the Bible says that, beware of false prophets. I think he was talking beyond false prophet in the sense of office in the prophetic office. He was talking about prophets of the way. By the time of John, he was talking about prophets, false prophets. You are not going to be termed a true prophet if you don't use commandments. If you don't finish commandments and get established in incorruptible life where you are sealed with the Father. And there were those that began. Because before chapter 4, he talked about chapter 2, where they were of us. They went out of us. So there were a body of believers journeying to God. They were prophets of the way. And all of them were in everlasting. These guys departed. 1 John chapter 2 verse 19, guys. They departed within everlasting learning. This is very fearful. They went out from us. So, the false are those that went out. They don't have to be necessarily preachers and teachers in the sense of it. They include it. It's talk about people that were on the way, journeying before, and all of a sudden did not conclude their journey to become true. So, when you don't become true, you will be false. That is why to become true is the peak of the everlasting journey. If you don't become true, you will become false. Meaning your process was not complete. The Lord will grant us understanding. If I come back to John, because I'm coming back there, take me back to Matthew. I think that's where I am. So, name of the Holy Ghost, I've explained that. All right? So, disciples of all nations. Name of the Holy Ghost, name of the Son, name of Christ. Those are all that Jesus became. So, all power includes all this name. So, earth, heavens. All right? Name of the Holy Ghost, into Christ. So, Christ's name is the peak of earth. Because the name, you get the name at the end. What did I say? The hem is like a seal or a kind of inheritance that you get at the end. So before you get name, you will have finished the works of the name. The works always go before the name. They cannot name you except they have finished the work of that name. So this is the name. It's now authenticity, permission and approval to operate everything concerning that sphere. So this is God's mind that when they look at Pastor Alfred, you can see it. You can look at Pastor Alfred, you see it. If you want to understand it, see Alfred. Alfred is a man of the earth. The life called earth, which is Christ, can be seen as his conversation. It's not what he does once in a while. How you know is that, check his life at home and in church. You know, some people, when they are in church, they are anointed. Powerful preacher. But when he gets home, he's a devil. So how you know a witness, I want to break it down, is there's consistency. There's no duality of life. What is in the home is what you see everywhere. You see it at home, you see it at work, you see it in the assembly. He has become a witness, meaning that he's carrying what? He's carrying a work that has become life. Now, can we say amen? There's a season of doing a work for a name. Because you can't have a name without works. What is work? Commandments being wrote. Commandments will give you the life of a realm. Either God wants to give you a life that he has, he'll give you the laws of that life. When you obey those laws and you are doing that laws, you begin to have the slabs of the building inside you, because every life that God has in him is a building. When you think of life, you know, when you say spirit, you think of something that don't have laws. When they say somebody is a spirit, does not mean the person does not have laws. Spirit, we don't mean gas, in the sense of gas or spookiness. It's just describing the demonstration of the life. But to be a spirit, you must have a building. I don't know if I'm making any sense. To have a building, you must have laws. So to become a Christ building, you must follow the commandments that shape him. Because Christ is an exact measure. There is no different Christ. Remember, so is Christ. Mommy being Christ, Christ. Christ, mommy go show lele konrenri. Oman lejuni. So our own Christ is different from Rebel Christ. No. Christ is one in all. In Christ, there's no male or female. Bond or free man. So when you come into Christ's life, it's the same demonstration. It's the same mannerism. Why? The same laws crafted it. So the witnessing is an exact witnessing. So once you are Christ or you are earth, everybody knows that you are earth, because anybody that is witnessing that life, they have the same manner of life. Can we say amen? So the name is the complement. The name is like the breath to complement the work that has been done. So you pick up the name at the end of the work. So you don't witness without a name. Can we say amen? You can't witness without the name. You must have the name. So you have the name means you have the works. And they just breathe on it. When they breathe on it, you know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Let's go there. Now look at it. The Bible says, and God formed what? Man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils. Now when you look at this scripture, it's not what God breathed into him was not oxygen. He had oxygen before this one. Oh, amen. He had oxygen. He had oxygen already, so it's not oxygen. What God breathed in him was the breath of the living soul. It was an exact breath that is in God. So God is a God of all breath. What do I mean all breath? That there is a living soul breath. And the Lord did not make mistake and give him another breath. Because breath is attracted by work. It was the walk that was there that brought forth the bread. So the man lying down, the heart installations in him already. He woke up as a living soul. Meaning from day one, he was thinking like as a living soul. He started reasoning things from living soul realm. Why? Because he had the what? He had the breath in his nostrils. So it's in his upper region. Eh? And you know, when you seal at the head, it's a confirmation that you are still in a walk. There's seal in the hand. There's seal in the head. Eh? Book of Revelation. When they seal your head, it means that a work has been done. That when they seal you, it's a parishion here. When they seal you, it's empowerment to do something. A mark is empowerment to do something. Eh? So there were those that they empowered on their hands to build an image. Then later, they now breathed on that image. Head and being breathed in his nostrils is a breath for a work of the living soul. That was installed in him. So he woke up as a living soul man. Can we say amen? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So, your name is what you pick at the end of a walk. So a witness must have a name. If you're going to be a witness of the head, it means that the work of the head is complete. Can we say amen? The work that commends a man to be a man of Christ. A man that has put on Christ. I like the word put on. That's in Galatians chapter 3 verse 27. Can we go there? Can we say amen? I can't hear you say amen. Wow. I think it's already after 2. For as many of you that have what? Been baptized into Christ. Have put on Christ. That word baptism is to wholly immerse you. So when you enter into, by the time you are coming out, you are soaked. You have died and you have resurrected. So all the facilities of the life is in you. It's installed. As many of you that have been baptized into, of course, you know that this is not talking about new birth. At new birth, the soul was not baptized into Christ. This church is a church that Paul taught Christ. And they were going against the will of Christ. So you have to put them in order. They were a church of Christ. I don't know. One theologian one time said that this was one of the youngest epistles of Paul. Because this was majorly a Christ-focused epistle. Most epistles, you could see everlasting life more. Mixture of everlasting life and Christ. This one, he was really hammering on Christ. So one of the earliest, I don't know which one, but one of the earliest writings of Paul. So as many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on what? Christ. So when you put on Christ, you put on the name of the Son. So you become a bearer of the head. By life, you carry head's life. You carry image of head, which is Christ. So Christ, there is an image of the head. And permission to be adopted for fullness. So the next thing is fullness. Even though the journey is faced also, but what you will see, that's why when you are meeting in Christ, what you are seeing now, you can now see Christ in you, the hope of God, glory. It becomes clear that is the next thing that you should end with. So that's why in everlasting life, God, the Son of God, is strong with the churches. One of the churches was Reverend Zita was teaching us in Ibadan. The church in Laodicea, Jesus was very fierce with them. Was very fierce with them. Why? They got close. They got close to the throne. They were the closest to the throne. But they were already settling down. Meaning they were not interested in bearing witness. They were, thank you. Well, they would not have been faithful. So Jesus was fierce with them. I will spit you out. this Laodicean church, when we were young, we preached it. We said they are prosperity church. Me too, I preached it. Church, I like prosperity, God. So this church is not prosperity. Everything. These churches, all of them were even servants. Maybe I can do this in my next teaching. Meaning, if there were servants, it means that there were churches of both word and testimony of Jesus. So these are not ordinary churches. There were churches handling the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. If they had testimony, it means they had covenant. So churches that have word, covenant, and testimony can still be spewed out. Because you have to finish testimony to become true, completely true. Then they can say you are faithful. Remember, you know, in Matthew chapter 25, when Jesus is talking about steward, it says good and faithful witness. It says steward. When you say somebody is faithful, meaning you kept the terms to the end. You kept it to the end. So with time you faithful. The Lord said, who is that faithful and wise steward? Whom the Lord shall make ruler over his household. So you'll not be a ruler until you are faithful. That's reign of eternal life. To give them what their portion of meat in due season. There's a place that says good and faithful. You see the word faithful. So somebody being faithful means he was true. You have to be true, true and true. I say true, true. Have you ever heard true, true, sir? True, true. You must be true, true. You must be eternal. Meaning there's nothing in you that can be flawed. Thank you. His Lord said something. Well done, good and faithful servant. That has been faithful over a few things. And I'll make thee a ruler over what? Many things. Enter into the joy. So eternal life is the joy of everlasting churches. But you must be true for them to adopt you as a faithful witness. Can we say amen? I don't know if I'm making any sense, sir. And let's go back to verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things. So everybody say all things. Say them again. And so all things is what gives all power. So Jesus had all power. So Jesus was a custodian of all things. So teaching them to observe all things, which I have what? Commanded you. So all of the names are the all things. So the inheritance is all. So you don't have all things that can commend you to be faithful. To be a faithful witness. You must have all these all things. That's why even, amen. I may be wrong, but I believe that even in everlasting life, when you're in an everlasting church and you come in new birth level, they will still make sure that you go through the process that will make you have the name of the Holy Ghost. It's very important. At times, even if it's not taught from the pulpit, you will see men that are living it. I don't know, understand what I'm saying. That's why we must have witnesses. We must have bearers in churches. So let's give an example that, you know, that is focusing on everlasting thoughts. But there are a younger set of people coming in that they don't have Holy Ghost. There must be people in the church that have Holy Ghost. It's easier to become something you see. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we have challenges in churches today is that a lot of discipline that used to be there. Now, when I got born again in the early 90s. There were things we saw. You see some kind of, if in my own time, it was not pastors that discipled us. It was bros, bro this, bro that, bro this, bro John. I remember the person that got me born again when I was in GSS2. I got born again inside the public transport. You know, then there used to be a lot of preaching in the public transport. He got me born again. He followed me up for 3 months. I will never forget his name. I was in GSS. I think I was in GSS 2 then. Or 3. 2 or 3. He was in SS 2. Imagine an SS 2 student coming to my house, teaching me Bible for 3 months. You have lost those things. Teaching me Bible for 3 months until I mean, you know that concept of, yes, young, you know, the egbons. We look at, the pastor was far. This time, people just, you are even leaving the pastor's house. You stroll into pastor's house earlier. That time, to see men of God was very, It's a very high thing. I can't even enter my pastor's office except I am summoned. You know, they must call you. It's like you are entering the throne. So the people that were around were those Egbons. There were plenty. My wife also had her own. She was in choir. She had an Egbon in choir that discipled her. Taught her this, taught her that, taught her the discipline of praying, all those things. So even when those things are not massive emphasis, because as we are journeying, there can be emphasis, but they will have to be in the churches. I don't know if you don't. They'll be in churches as men, bearing witness to them. So there are some of you here now, you must be able to handle some people coming in. And Pastor Alfred, Pastor Dixon, all this, they're not even, it's like, it's your own responsibility. You just give them reports. Imagine, remember, so you have to handle a new combat. It's not like he cannot do it. You don't understand what I'm saying? That is far beneath him. It's not like he cannot do it. He has the training inside him. But there must be people that are already bearing that life already. That when you meet them, you will have Holy Ghost. You don't understand? When you meet that bro John, by the time you interact with bro John for 3 years, 4 years, may God give us this kind of churches. That's my prayer, sir. Strong house, so we'll send you there. See this one. Elisha Deni. Oh yeah. Joko Lole and one. Bro, this and sister, this. Log been there for 2 years. And he's coming out of the house in 2 years. He's a ghosted brother. You have no problem. You don't follow him up on things again. He can pray himself. He can read his Bible. It's all those basic things. He can do it. He's disciplined enough. He can do household chores. You know? Somebody that I'm telling people, I say, I can't be following you up on some things anymore. You know, she might follow you up, go here, go pray or not. It was those 8 months that did that for us. When they meet you, did you pray? we fear them. Have you prayed today? No, sir. What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? That was not pastor's job. Okay, have you prayed today? Have you listened to the message? I noticed that in our church, I have some people like that. Honestly, when time they finish on some people, you just notice that this brother has changed. No interaction with any pastor. Somebody just that was bearing witness to a life, undoed you, and then molded you. What I'm saying is that we need church of witnesses. The work gets easier. The work on the leadership is even easy. They cannot fully go into higher places in the spirit to begin to show forth more things that we are all called to. Let me tell you this. Do you think, eternal life, let me tell you this. Well, I may be wrong. Some people have been living it out of us. I don't say, some people have been living it. There are some people who enter into the land first. If not, there will not be fathers. Some people have entered the it and at least have a taste of the fruit of the land and come and show you eternal life here. Oh, real. I have gone to the land, I have come back. So those apostles were not just office men, they were witness men. John the beloved. They could not even give angels of the churches the final scroll to perfect their work, to make them come into the rewards of eternal life. They needed an intermediary. They needed John. So one of the reasons they kept John alive was to be able to get that document for the 7 churches. Somebody say, man, don't matter. All of us are the brethren. If some people go off, they may not be able to raise such in 500 years. You don't know how this thing is. So it means if John was not alive, as at that time, you didn't get what I'm saying. If John was not alive, as at that time that the churches, you know what was happening? That the churches needed, they were warring. They were not warring with the dragon. They were not warring with devil. There's warring with devil. You can war. Young men can deal with the wicked one that is the devil. But there's when you're dealing with dragons, sir. You need all of the facilities in the blood. You need covenant testimony. You need prophecy. You need to be complete. So they needed a kind of witness to be alive. Look at go to the book of Revelation to get what is needed. To even get the information self. Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus. Which God gave unto him to show his servants things which will surely come to us. He sent and signified to his servant John. Very important. So this man was the one that could interface a revelation of Jesus Christ. Not anybody can do this. Because all he brought into the churches was needed for them to overcome. It means they will not overcome. There will not be witnesses without that revelation of Jesus. So without revelation of Jesus, you cannot become faithful witness. Because by the time you read verse 6, it says, to Jesus, take me to the verse. Okay, let's read. Let me just read this. Did I say anything at all? Let's start from verse 1. We'll read to verse 6 and I'll stop. Then maybe we'll pick up. The revelation of Jesus, which God gave unto him, to show his servants things which will surely come to pass. And he sent and signified by his what? Angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God, comma, and the testimony of Jesus and all things which he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, comma, and they that hear the words of this principle, comma. So the blessing is threefold. You will read, you will hear the word of prophecy, then you will now keep those things written therein. You must hear revelation of Jesus. You must read revelation of Jesus. That reading is not reading. I'm just reading. You will hear the words of the prophecy, and then you will keep those things that are therein, because the time is at hand. Verse 4, John to the seven churches. So John would have been witnessing. To me, he may have been witnessing to eternal life in a measure. For him to have this privilege to get this last scroll of information and breakthrough, because they needed breakthrough in this thought. If not, the dragon was already dealing with some of those churches. You cannot imagine a church of Laodicean church journeying that far and still having issues. So at times, we are shot from the throne based on what we know. Meaning we must have sufficient understanding above the dragon to become true than to be adopted as faithful. So, grace be unto you, peace, and that for him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits before the throne, special church, and Jesus Christ, and from Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ was the one that is facilitated this convergence. They arranged that John will be in Patmos, because there's an important document that he must, document of truth that must be supplied. From Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness? The first faithful witness. So Jesus, they have to send revelation of Jesus to raise many witnesses after this order. And the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Can we say amen? So the calling of the Son of God is to raise witnesses that will stand true and not be adopted as faithful. So these heads will not close. These heads, rather, will not close until they have raised what? Many witnesses. I believe that the trumpet is already sounding. Believe me. The trumpet of witnessing to the heavens. Not just witness to the earth. I believe that we have witness of earth already. I believe it. Many are already witnessing to the earth. That means to Christ. They are witnessing. They are men of peace. No matter what you do. They are at peace with God. They know how to be at peace with men. They have learned a way that has become their way. So this is what I believe. God is now calling many to bear witness to heaven. Not just few amidst us. Many. Can we all say amen to this? Amen. Let us begin to talk to God.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.